שלום ילדים. Can you say שלום? שלום is hello. שלום. This week's homework is all about missing letters. All these letters at the side of the page on the right hand side, the left hand side, just vanished from the words, and we need to find them and put them in the wiggly box. So let me see. Let's point at line number one. Line number one, the first word is Shabbat, and I think that the belly button is missing. Can you point at the belly button at the side of the page? Can you find it? Can we write it on line number one? And then the next word on line number one is Geshem. Geshem is rain, and the G is missing. It's the letter with the slide. Can we find it at the side of the page? Can we copy it on line number one at the wiggly box for Geshem? Let's have a look at line number two. First word is Hannah. Hannah is a girl. She's five. She lives in Israel. And she's one of the characters we learn about. Hannah, Echa, is missing, and we need to write the Echa in the wiggly box. The next word is Shabbat. And this time, the ta is missing at the end of Shabbat, the end of the word. On line number three, it is Geshem, and this time, the sha is missing. On line number three, Geshem. And in Hannah, on line number three, the silent ha is missing. And we need to slot the silent ha on line number three in Hannah. Let's have a look at line number four. First word is Dan. Dan is a boy. He's five. He lives in Israel. He's one of the characters we learn about. Dan. So the long leg na is missing. And the next one on line number four is Shalom. And this time the la is missing in Shalom. On line number five, it's Hannah. And this time it's the broken leg na is missing in the middle of Hannah on line number five. And the last word on line number five is Shabbat, and this time the sha is missing. So we need to find it and copy it inside, write it in the wiggly box. Last line is line number six. We have Ima, and the chimney ma is missing in Ima. And the last word on line number six is Abba, and we write Abba with Aleph in the beginning of the word and Aleph at the end of the word, so Aleph is missing. And can we please write it in the wiggly box? After you put all the letters in the wiggly boxes, can you read all these lines from line one to line six? Can you read it aloud? That will be fantastic. Try and listen again. Toda for listening this time. Now can you wave and say to me, Lehitraot, Lehitraot.